the particles or whatever as a fundamental unit of your computation, because you've got to choose a methodology that allows you to fit everything onto a node. So this picture is chosen because this was the first problem we ever solved on the hypercube. So actually this particular problem would fit, the whole problem would have fitted on a reasonable machine today, because this was back in 1983 when we had 64 processors and we had 128 kilobytes of memory on each processor. So we had a total of 8 megabytes of memory. Now, of course, you get 8 megabytes of memory on your favorite toaster today, so so this problem would, with this size problem, could have been done in the farm method today. But in those days it couldn't, because actually in those days 128 kilobytes of memory was quite a lot. I probably told you that the computer scientist that we were working with, Chuck Seitz's student Eric de Benedictus, wanted to give us 16 kilobytes of memory, because he thought we should learn to do parallel computing properly, and that 128 kilobytes was an unreasonably large amount of memory to give a physicist. I mean, for people now who buy IBM SP2s with a quarter of a gigabyte of memory on each node would find that rather a laughable argument. But Eric was very serious about that issue. He may still be right, but we fought that battle. We won that battle because we had to have enough memory to fit the whole node program on each processor. Because for Eric's choice of memory, we couldn't have fitted the node program on. So it wasn't a question of just doing a smaller subdomain. For his choice of memory, we would have had to divide the problem up functionally so that we could actually fit in each processor the small function that we were executing at the time. So, because we needed 64 kilobytes just for the C code, which was going to run the code problem. But anyway, so this was actually a state-of-the-art problem at the time, because it actually gave better answers than the comparable problems run on Cray's at the time, which were Cray 1s in those days. And so what we did was, this looks like just like Jacobi's method. So actually, if you look at these problems, they look just like Jacobi in that you have regular grids. The only difference is, and in fact they have nearest neighbor algorithms, because the energy function just relates local points. The difference is, instead of having instead of solving a differential equation, what you're doing is generating points in an integral, and you're taking these points, calculating the value of the integrand, this function big theta I showed you, and accumulating them. But actually they look exactly operationally like a Jacobi type problem, or very similar to a PDE, because you're using exactly the same domain decomposition. Because we must use domain decomposition, because we can't fit them on a node. Of course, today, instead of doing a 12-cube lattice divided into a 3-cube block on each of 64 processors, the people in this field would be doing, probably a 48-cube lattice or something like that, a very much bigger problem. So for the same reason that we had in those days, they must chop it up into subdomains to fit it on what processors they can afford. So if you look at the analysis of this type of Monte Carlo, it's an edge-over-area type effect, because you're again going to need communication to calculate this e to the minus h over kt. That h has local terms and nearest neighbor terms. So you'll find they'll look just like Jacobi. All the analysis is the same as Jacobi, with various factors change, but the essential idea is the same. Because we cannot exploit the farm method because of the memory issue. Now, there is another reason we can't do the firm, which I've already mentioned, and that's this issue of thermalization, namely, if we take this big problem with this large, whatever it is, 48 cubed, 128 cubed lattice, and we use the Farm method in some way, which we actually decide we can't do, but I suppose we could, we would find that each of those slave processes has got to thermalize the lattice. It's got to get the lattice into this condition where we found the ridge and we're moving along a ridge. We're not wandering around in phase space trying to find the ridge. And it takes a very long time to find that ridge. And days or depending on the computer power, it takes such a long time it will be quite infeasible to use it. Like, I think thermalization typically takes something like 10% of the total computer power. So after you paralyze it, so if you did it without paralyzation, you did it on 10 processes, it would say thermalization was equal in cost to the actual computation. So thermalization also stops you from using the Farm method. But actually, thermalization is only a big effect for large problems. For small problems, thermalization doesn't take very long. It's a function. It goes up strongly as a function of the size of the system. So that, in fact, you are totally okay as long as you... So that's sort of a nice scenario. If it's a big problem, then you've got to use data parallelism in the spatial dimensions of the system. It then looks just like a Jacobi problem. And the Monte Carlo is just, if you like, a change in the numerical algorithm, but the edge over area, etc., is unchanged. And thermalization is very important, but then the thermalization is properly paralyzed because we're only having to thermalize once, because we choose one initial random point, and then we track that on this single parallel decomposition. If we use the Farm method, then we choose for n processes, n initial points. But we can only use the Farm method for a small problem for which thermalization is unimportant. So there are essentially two types of methods. All right. So that's all I wanted to say about... Monte Carlo methods. Are there any questions about Monte Carlo methods? What have I done now? Oh, yucky. How did I manage to do that? What I want to do now is to go back and do some software. So I'm going to do MPI now, which is the message passing system. So before I do that, I did want to finish HPF, because we didn't quite finish HPF. And somehow I managed to persuade this system to... This is where I went wrong before. Now, Tom Haupt claimed the